The chief UN weapons inspectors have agreed to go back to Baghdad for a third visit. Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei are due in the Iraqi capital on Saturday. A few days later, they're scheduled to present another inspections report to the UN Security Council. While Iraq requested the visit, it has given no sign of immediate concessions on key issues regarding reconnaissance flights and private interviews with Iraqi scientists. Across Iraq, people watch and wait. NPR's Anne Garrels reports they're caught in the twilight world between war and peace.
The impoverishment in Saddam Hussein's Iraq can be seen every day at Liberation Square in central Baghdad. It's been transformed into a vast flea market with sellers of secondhand clothing, household bric-a-brac, plumbing fixtures, plastic sandals, and cheap Chinese radios. The traders include teachers, engineers, lawyers, anyone seeking a few extra dollars to augment salaries that now average about $10 a month. 23-year-old Alawi, an economics student, has been working the market since he was 14. Standing in front of a table covered with telephones, he says business is good. But the truth quickly emerges.
He said no one is buying telephones.
Most here dispensed with the usual praise of Saddam Hussein, whose beaming portrait on a concrete plinth looks down at the proceedings. But Saad Yassin drew an approving audience when he asked why the U.S. is targeting Iraq and not North Korea. He gave his own answer. The U.S. wants Iraqi oil. Yet the crowds which gathered were not in the least bit hostile.
American people is a nice people. We loved them. But because of your government, we hate your government.
This lack of hostility to American visitors is widespread. A local shopkeeper drew up two chairs.
He asked us to sit down if we like to drink tea or Pepsi or anything we like. If you want to return back to take a lunch with us.
Not far away, there's another Baghdad in the upscale districts of Karada and Mansour. Here, stores cater to the favored few with connections to the most powerful people in the country. An elegant lighting store glistens with pricey imported chandeliers, hardly the sort of thing you'd expect people to be buying with a possible war looming. But the manager insists business for fragile crystal is brisk. A customer translates for him.
People are buying everything, and it's an ordinary life, and our conditions, it doesn't matter.
This customer wears a military uniform, though he denies he's in the military. He sees growing opposition around the world to President Bush's war plans. Encouraged by this and the upcoming visit of the chief UN inspectors, he's come to purchase lighting fixtures.
Nothing gonna happen.
But if there's a war, he and another customer say Iraqis will fight.
We don't like to be in war because we are in right. But when we want us to fight against the evil, we will fight against the evil. We don't afraid anything.
To the last moment.
To the last moment.
We will fight.
At a Samsung store, Basim Himali doesn't share this bravado. Their business isn't going well.
Many people we feel are reluctant to buy at the moment because they are apprehending war. Therefore, the demand in general is low at the moment.
His partner, Assam Al-Ajusi, is not preparing to fight just to survive. These men remember the 91 Gulf War all too well.
It was very bad. It was very difficult, very, very difficult.
And how long were you without electricity?
Around two months or less.
And then it was restored, but, you know, partially. And we are suffering until now, really. Now we have two hours power cut every day.
Given how bad conditions are, they expect the toll from this war to be even worse than 91. They don't have enough money to buy generators, but they're digging wells in their garden, so they will at least have a water supply. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.